Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Our guest today is Tony Schwend, shooter, grip, and most especially an actor as Matt House, the protagonist in Devil Lives in Hot Springs. He's also the founding partner of Independent Guerrilla Productions. Welcome to the show today, Tony.
Thanks.
How did you get started in the video business, in the acting business?
In acting?
In acting.
We had this movie that we wanted to make, and nobody wanted to play the part of Matt. So I just said, okay, I'll do it.
Just go ahead and jump right in, first thing, huh?
That was what we did.
I noticed on your bio that you've shot, you're also a video shooter, too, that you've shot.
I shoot some video. I've shot for commercials and stuff and webcasts. That's about it. Just a little bit of camera work.
Did you do any camera work on Devil Lives in Hot Springs, or mainly you just stayed in front of the camera?
On The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, did a little bit of everything. There was maybe 9 of us all together that worked on it, 7 actors. And so, some shots I did, some shots Jimmy did, and then we had Redmond Kiesler, he did a couple of shots. And it's just whatever you have to do is what you do.
Right. Kind of run and shoot and get it done.
Yeah.
Did you run into any big problems? Most of the scenes in that is, we don't want to give away the story too much, but a lot of the scenes in that are night shots also. That present a lot of problems for you when you guys shot that at night?
No, we just look at what we got, what we want to get, and then do what we have to do to get what we want. And there's no problems, just solutions.
There you go. I got you. Work out between the three of you and how to set up the lighting and such, and
yeah,
move it around. The character of Matt Harvest, that's a really heavy role. I mean, that character really gets taken through his paces. Again, I don't want to give away a whole lot about the film because we want people to see the film. It's an excellent, excellent film. How did you get yourself in that frame of mind? I mean, because this guy really goes through a whole lot. I mean, we see him go through the whole range of emotions in the film. How did you get yourself ready to play a character like that?
I just thought about a person like that and what he might be like. And then, of course, you know, you take experience from life and put that in there. Everybody knows a Matt Cutts. There's, you know, someone who is just like him. He might not do exactly the same things, but you know somebody like him.
Right.
And just kind of, what would he do? How would he act? And how would he talk? And just imagine that you're that person.
It's just such an honor getting to visit with you this afternoon before we did this interview. Just a laid-back guy, real mellow, you know. And when we first met the other night at the Filmmakers Forum, I recognize you just from your face, you know, and the way you handle yourself. That can't be the same guy, but it is the same guy. It just it's a, such a strong role, you know, to play. It's wild. One thing I noticed is, did you pull a lot from the other actors when you worked with them on The Devil Lives in Hot Springs? I mean, were you able to really take a lot from them, what they had to offer for you in doing the role?
Always. If you read the script or had the script in front of you while you were watching the movie, you might be slightly amazed at how different the words are. We use, you know, you have to know your lines, but when you deliver them, they don't always come out exact. And if the person you're working with, you know, doesn't come out exact, you might have to change up a little bit, but you keep the same emotions and you're going to the same place. And as long as you don't get all uptight on the word, it'll work out sometimes, most times.
We're here with Tony Schwend on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Some of those scenes, though, must have been really uncomfortable to do. Again, I don't want to give a whole way about, and I guess that kind of goes back to my original question of when you're pulling from other actors, you have to have a real trust between the two of you, don't you? When you're doing some real heavy scenes like that, confrontational scenes.
I don't have an issue there. Some people from making films, you know, some people do. And for me, I just, when I'm in front of the camera, I'm an actor and I'm not Tony Schwend. I'm that character. And whatever that character's doing, it's that character, it's not me. And so I haven't anything that, you know, has been in the script or asked of me, I've never had a problem with it, because it's not me.
Do you look at that for, we're going to talk about Tuckerman here in a little bit, but other roles that you've played, you kind of look for that for something that's almost a an opposite of your own personality to play for your acting roles?
I try to imagine a person in for The Devil Lives in Hot Springs. There's a real life person I know that is really like that. He wouldn't be that bad. He's actually a nice guy, but his personality is just like Matt's. And that's who I imagined when I was playing that part. In Tuckerman, I didn't have... That's a very unique character in Tuckerman. And there's no, I don't know a real person like that. But there was a few movies with actors that could be something like that. And it, I picked one of those actors, and that's who I kept in my head.
So you kind of kept that character running through your head while that actor, as you were taking on that role?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's very interesting. We're here with Tony Schwend is our guest on Arkansas Talent Conversations. I take it you and Jett West have been friends for quite a while.
Yeah, we've worked together for a lot of years at one of the local production facilities here.
How's it taking direction from Jett, you know, being a friend, and especially where most of his content, Devil Lives in Hot Springs, is real dark. Is he pretty mellow guy to work with? even though he's downstairs right now. He won't hear you. Don't worry.
Oh, Jet's easy to work with. He goes with the flow. He's not always totally stuck on an idea, you know. He'll tell you what he thinks, and you tell him what you think, and it's all taken into consideration, and we have that kind of a relationship with each other. And it doesn't matter what he says to me or what I say to him, we're always going to be really good friends. And when we were getting geared up to make our second movie, which is Tuckerman, we didn't know what movie we were going to make, but Jet has stories, and he picked one and edited a little bit and then gave it to me and asked me what I thought, and I told him the exact truth of what I thought, which some people, it might have offended them, but I nailed it on the head exactly what he had done. He had just stuck some stuff in there and it really looked like it, and I told him that. And so the next day I had another script to look at, totally different story. And I told him exactly what I thought, and we went through several scripts, and we decided on Tuckerman.
Isn't that how this whole adventure began, right? Where he gave you a script for you to read, and that was the start of all of this?
That was the start of it. I had never thought that I would be an actor. It wasn't one of the... It's not my calling to be an actor, right? And Jimmy had never thought he'd be a director and producer. And, but he's a really, really good writer. And he wanted to submit a script or a screenplay to Hollywood, and he asked me if I would critique it for him. And that's how the whole thing started. I read a script, and instead of saying, yeah, it's good, send it to Hollywood, I said, hey, man, that's a good script. We ought to make a movie. And that's how it started.
And one thing led to another, and
yeah.
Here the two of you are into your second production, which is Tuckerman coming. You guys are right about ready to wrap it up, aren't you? Pretty quick.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, then we're going to have a wrap. If it does rain, then maybe next weekend.
I know we were talking, we all met last Wednesday at the Arkansas Filmmakers Forum, and I know you're telling me, he was telling me too, that he had a few other shots that he had to do later on in the season, but the main shoot would be in the can, hopefully by Sunday, right?
Yeah, we got a little bit of B-roll to get, but we have to wait for the leaves to turn green and all that. It's outside stuff. Can't get it in the wintertime.
Right, when the leaves are out and they're going. We're going to take a short break here with our guest, Tony Schwend, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. We're back, and we're speaking with Tony Schwend on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Before the break, Tony, we were getting off into how this whole thing started with reading a script and let's make a movie, and now you guys are into your second production here of Tuckerman, which is another story by Jimmy Westmoreland, Jet West. And this is a larger production, isn't it, than Devil Lives in Hot Springs?
This is 5 times larger. In The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, we had 7 actors. And in this one, we have 37 actors. The length of the movie, it's going to be a lot longer movie. And there's a whole lot more going on in it. The first movie had things going on, and this one's got a whole lot more going on.
Much more different stories. I know Devil Lives in Hot Springs basically had 3-4 stories weaving into one almost, correct?
Correct.
I'm not mistaken
there,
for the
there
devil.
There's 3 going into one.
And so Tuckerman has even more happening in it.
Yeah. I really don't know how to explain that without giving away the story.
Well, we don't want to give away too much of the story. That's, you know, we want people to, when the film is finished, we want them to come out and see it, purchase the DVD, come out and watch the screenings of it. And, one thing I picked up on, I guess it was on a Facebook post that, either you or, Jet had made about something completely different from The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, is that there's children in, you have children actors in Tuckerman this time.
Yes, and if you watch The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, there was quite a bit of cussing. And this time we wanted to make a movie that we had children in the movie and we want them to be able to watch the movie that they're in. So it's really toned down compared to The Devil Lives in Hot Springs. Be more family friendly.
More family oriented, where the kids who were the actors, they can watch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say family oriented, but family friendly.
Family friendly is more of the term.
Yeah.
When you all put together The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, it is a true independent film, is it not? I mean, this was something where you guys... Where'd your funding come from for The Devil Lives in Hot Springs? Your time, your money?
Yeah.
Are we actually able to find a little bit of production costs from other folks?
No, we didn't know anything about making a movie, except that we wanted to make a movie. And our gear was all borrowed. One of our good friends, you know, found out that we're making a movie, and he came up and said, well, if y'all are going to make a movie, you ought to do it right. And he had spare camera and spare light kit. And even today, we're making movie with borrowed gear, which is all in itself a little bit exciting.
Right.
That you can actually do that.
If you can find that cooperative... It seems to be a really good collaborative effort, you know, in this part of Arkansas where people want to get together. There's a good story to tell that they're willing to put their best foot forward to helping tell that story. Have you found that to be true?
There is. There's a lot of people in Arkansas that would really like to get into the movie making industry, but it's, you know, pretty light here in Arkansas, so... You don't really have all the different ways to get into it. And so even no-pay projects like ours, and we pay, you know, if we make money, the actors are still willing to put in their time, and we've been fortunate. All of our actors are really, really dedicated to the project. We've gone, you know, longer than we first estimated, and they're still hanging in there. They put in long hours, and they hang right in there, and you never even, you know, not one of them has ever made a real complaint.
You guys must have some good food on set from time to time.
I think it's all Jimmy. He's just a nice guy.
Just a nice guy. We were talking out on the deck at the Filmmakers Forum last Wednesday. talking a little bit about how you guys went about to find talent and actors for the film. I want to relay that for the folks that are listening about the amount of people that turned out for the auditions for it.
Now, we had two different experiences with that. With The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, we, you know, put out a little advertisement in the newspaper, and we told everyone we knew, and we said spread the word, and I think we even got mentioned on one of the radio stations, and then we did all the PR stuff that we could for free, and we had a couple of people show up for the auditions. One of the actresses, she came out with a friend. She wasn't even planning on auditioning. And we were fortunate, you know, that she did. And then we spent a few weeks just hustling around, asking everybody we knew for, you know, somebody to fill in. And we only had a few spots open there. The Tuckerman movie, we already had one movie under our belt. So when it came time to put the word out, every radio station, it seemed like, was willing to talk about it.
That's great.
And the newspaper was willing to write about it. And so we had, I think, 70-something people show up, which was really, really amazing. And we did it in the Little Rock Library.
Wow, the Little Rock. Our guest today is Tony Schwend on Arkansas Talent Conversations. So you had 70 people show up for that set of auditions. Was that for how long did those auditions take? Was that a one-day event or a two-day event to go through that many people?
We went through the 70 on the first day, and then we had a call back, which took a little bit longer. The first day, and I hate to say this, but this is what we did. We moved them through like cattle. And, you know, we're looking for an actor out of a bunch of people that have never acted.
Right.
And another thing that might not be real nice to put out there, but all of the people that auditioned, their audition was halfway over before they knew the camera was going. Because we weren't looking for your acting ability. We were looking at your personalities, along with if you could act or take instruction, you know, but if your personality didn't match the character, not sure how to exactly say that. We kind of match characters with personalities.
So when you guys went into the audition, what did you do? You had your character list and you kind of wrote down, or you did write down the personality of these characters, and that's who you were looking for. So you knew who you were looking for ahead of time?
We caught them on tape. The camera was running.
Okay.
Before I told you the camera was running.
Gotcha. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Gotcha. So they didn't even know that they were being recorded at that time.
Right.
Gotcha. All right.
And so I just talked to them, see what kind of people they were, and we matched them up to their characters to make it easier to act that part.
That's clever. I like that idea. That's good. I'll have to remember that. You folks listen out there now. That's a clever idea.
Most, you know, we got 3 or 4 actors in this movie that have acted before.
Wow. That's 35 people on this one from 6 or 7. That is a very large undertaking.
It is, and Jimmy's done a really good job keeping it all together.
Have you do you have some of the same shooters and lighting people, the same people that helped you with The Devil Lives in Hot Springs that are working in Tuckerman?
Yes, and a couple more actually. We have, Wayne was our sound designer on The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, and he's working with us again on Tuckerman.
And that's Wayne Bradley.
Wayne Bradley.
Wayne Bradley. I met him the other night also.
Right. And then we have Redmond Kiesler. We call him director of photography. He's done some shooting for us, and he's really, really good videographer guy. And then there was Reggie. Reggie's done a lot of shooting, and he's going to be putting most of the... He'll do the first edit and put most of the parts together. And then there's me. I sit at green screen, do lighting.
You're kind of, besides being in front of the screen, you're behind the screen taking care of a lot of things also, right?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I've run camera on one scene.
Did you?
Maybe two. I forget now. I just do whatever needs to be done.
Whatever needs to be done. Yeah. You're also a web designer too, I've found out doing some search. What's the name of your company that you do web design for, or the name of the website that you do web design on?
My web design company is at Alacritus.net. It's called Alacritus Webworks. And when I went to work at the production place where Jimmy and I worked together, that was my job, was web designer. And I learned how to operate camera and do lighting and everything from there. Just as, you know, they needed a hand in the studio, and, you know, I was willing to get up off my butt. Of course, it was all, you know, learning, and learning is just fun for me.
And that's your business right now, is that a sideline business for doing the web design stuff?
I visited
the website, and you've got quite a large list of clientele that you've done work for.
That's my main income, is web design and programming. But my main income is programming. I program for other web design companies, and that's the main income. And then I do design websites for people, and I host websites. I run the whole gamut on the web. Search engine marketing, you name it. If you've seen it, I can do it, basically.
And the name of your website company is again?
Alacritus Webworks at alacritus.net.
Tony Schwinn, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. And when you guys get Tuckerman in the can and things look good, love to have you back on the program again.
Thanks. I'd love to come back.
Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of Logat Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit Logat Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.